sofa and all their pots.
Here we go. Crufts Day 1, 2024 at the NEC in Birmingham. It is already phenomenally busy. And one of the really great things, you walk into Hall 3, there are a number of rescue organisations, from big dogs to small dogs. I'm delighted to be chatting to Ray Cooper from Friends of the Akita. The Akita needs rescue. These are big dogs. They can be. They need a lot of thinking about before you take one of these on, Ray, I guess.
Yeah. Main thing is that they are quite stubborn and independent dogs. So they do require a lot of training and socialisation, but they are the most gentle, soft, loving, natured. They will look after you till the day you die.
Some people won't know what an Akita looks like, so describe it to me. Tell me how big it is and what sort of dog it is.
Generally, your females are maybe about knee height, with your boys going up to maybe about hip height. I'm 5'3", if that gives you an idea. So they do vary massively in the size. Anything from sort of 35 to 45 kilos, generally. Should be nice and slender, big curly tail, nice alert ears, bright eyes, but they've got a really thick double coat, so they do require a lot of grooming twice a year, sometimes three times a year. They'll completely blow the coats, which means they get rid of all the hair. So if you're quite house proud, it's a lot of hoovering and vacuuming. But yeah.
Now, what's the history of the breed?
Generally originated from Japan many, many moons ago. They're one of the oldest descendants of wolves, so one of the most primitive breeds. Originally used for hunting in the mountains, so they have got webbed feet, which makes them really good climbers. They love being out on the rocks. They can go for hours and hours and hours. They've got quite a lot of endurance, but don't need masses of walking every day, generally speaking. And then they were used to get called a nanny dog, so when the families were going out to work, mainly in the cotton fields, they'd stay at home and look after the kids and look after the family. But as a working breed, they'd sort of go out and they'd be responsible for hunting bears, wild boars, deers, anything of that size. So they have got a really high prey drive. They are a breed that we do recommend that you always keep on lead because of that high prey drive, because they will chase anything.
They are a powerful-looking dog. I think that's a fair description, isn't
yeah.
it? So if somebody was considering talking to you and the Trust about taking on a rescue Akita, what should they be thinking about?
Have you got time to put in the training, the socialisation, get them mixed with other dogs from an early age, be really consistent with your training, walking especially, because they are strong, they will pull quite a lot. So it's just getting that training in from a young age and being really consistent with it. It's not so much that, I mean, they are physically strong, but they're a very mentally strong breed as well. So if you're the sort of person that wants to throw a ball for your dog on the fields and it fetch it back, this isn't the breed for you. You've got to be prepared to be arguing with it constantly about what you want it to do. Very short attention spans of Akitas, but very highly intelligent. So they won't do something for the sake of doing it. They'll do it because they want to do it. So they have to want to do it.
So Friends of the Akita obviously exists to help rehome dogs that need it. So how big is the problem?
For a dog that you don't really see out and about a lot on the streets, it is a big issue. And people are always surprised at how many Akitas we get in. It's like, oh, I've never even heard of them. I've never seen them. So, you know, we do take a lot. Most of them are strays that come in as a stray dog. Reasons obviously unknown to us. We don't know why people kind of don't reclaim them, or, you know, is it just that they've escaped? They are good escape artists. You do need a nice secure garden for them. Maybe they've just slipped off a lead, we don't know. But we do take in a lot of strays, and we get a lot of people handing the dogs over to us as well because they can't cope with the dog anymore for whatever reason. Maybe they've got it as a little soft, cute puppy and it's grown into this really big, stubborn dog. It could be from marriage breakups or people having young children in the house and not having the time to walk them anymore. But most of the dogs that we take as a rescue are what we call sort of death row dogs. So the ones that have been in the pound, not been reclaimed, and are at risk of being put to sleep if a rescue doesn't take them on. So we generally take those dogs. They're the ones that need us the most.
Absolutely. As you come into Hall 3, there's the group of you here with the Akitas, and next to you is the complete other
Absolutely.
End of the spectrum with the
so
Chihuahuas, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I mean, we've got big dogs and the little dogs, but all the dogs today, they've been so well behaved. They're not bothered about any of the other dogs. which is, it's great to see, and it's so nice to show people that are unsure about the breed how good they can be. You know, he's just been sat here today, chilling out, loving all the fuss and attention. He's been and said hello to all the other little dogs, but it is quite a funny contrast.
And it's important, just finally, Ray, isn't it, that people thinking of taking on a dog like the Akita make an informed decision about doing so, and yeah, you're the people to come and talk
same
to.
Same as any breed, really. Always, always research the breed, especially when it's a bigger dog. Have you got room? Have you got time? The hair, the grooming, the training, the socialisation. But yeah, definitely come and have a chat to us, because our team's been going for about 17 years. We're all super experienced in the breed. We've had big ones, little ones, naughty ones, good ones. So yeah, come and have a chat with us. We'll tell you everything you need to know.
And where can people get more information if they're interested?
We are friendsofakitas.co.uk. Have a look on there. We've got Facebook groups as well. So if you just search Friends of Akitas, Instagram, all your social channels, pop us a message on there and we'll be happy to respond.
Fantastic. You've got two dogs here. Names of the two dogs?
Yeah, so this is Colo. He's 3 years old. He's currently with me on permanent foster. He's got renal failure. So he's got a lifelong condition that we need to manage now. And we have got Max as well. And we've got Viva somewhere. So there's three of us here today, yeah? Three of us here.
They're all very attentive,
all rescues,
aren't they?
Yeah. But doing a very good job of promoting the breed.
Absolutely.
But you can see from the three dogs that we've got here today, the three Akitas we've got are all completely different in their colourings, the markings, the size, the shape. Oh, hello. He wants to say a few words. There's a lot of people are surprised when they see two Akitas side by side that they are the same breed, because they can all look so different.
Ray, lovely to catch up with you and to meet your dogs.
And you,
have a great Crufts.
You too. Thank you for listening, everyone.
Brilliant. Well done. Thank you.